Good day, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful time on this beautiful spring-type day. I know it's just the beginning of April, but it's just so beautiful here. It's green. Everything seems just so content. And I hope that you can be too. And so thank you for joining me so much. We're a little late this morning for one good reason. I brought Sonora to the airport. She's on her way to Colorado, Grand Junction to be exact. She's going to spend some time with friends for the weekend. They're going to visit, go hiking, and whatever else they can find to do. So she's going to be gone for the weekend, and we just really hope she has a fun, safe, and blessed weekend there. Of course, we always miss her when she's gone, but more than that, we're glad that she can go and be a blessing to those round about her and have good influence upon her as she's there. That's our prayer for all of our kids, that they'd be a blessing and that they would be in the company of people that would bless them. So it's been an exciting week on the farm. We finished up with getting the cattle ready for the sale. Yesterday, Nate and I worked up our garden plot again and fenced it off. And I know we're a little late for Oklahoma, I'm sure, but we planted our potatoes yesterday. I'm going to put onions in today. We've been helping out a neighbor harrowing his pastures. And let's see what else we can find to do. I'm sure there's lots to do. We still have to give some shots to some fall calves. That's what we have to do in preparation for the sale. But all things are looking very positive for the sale coming up. But we'd appreciate your prayers and so that good prices come about.
Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful it is to me? Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful it is to me? Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful it is to me?
Here's another one like that.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Do any of you know the medley that goes around that song? I'm going to have to think about it. I forget what song it starts with. If I can remember it, I will sing it for you. Might have to wait till next time. Oh, the songs are a wonderful thing. They have truth in them, a catchy medley, melody, and something that gets our heart and head set right for the day. So we thank the Lord for songs and those that are inspired by the Holy Spirit to share them with us. We're going to move along in John. We read the first part of the first chapter, and we'll continue on. Lord, you are wonderful. You're wonderful in who you are, what you do, what you've done, what you're planning to do, and we just want to thank you for allowing us to be a part of that. Lord, bless the reading of your word this morning, and bless each one that's listening. Give us a heart that will understand, eyes to see, and ears to hear what you are wanting to tell us today. In Jesus' name, amen. So, John chapter 1, starting in verse 29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore I am come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Again, the next day after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, Behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Good decision. 38. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? And he said unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with them that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence thou knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I saith unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Wonderful. Come and see, he's saying. And he says the same thing to us. Come and see. And I hope we follow him. Lord, help us to follow you. Give us the right heart and mind. Help us to lay aside those things that are holding us down, that are holding us back, and just follow you. And we can be assured that it will be glorious. It may not always be what we think. Sometimes it may be painful. Sometimes it may be hard. But we know that following Christ, it says if we die with him, we shall live with him. And so glory to God for that. Thanks so much for your support here on Facebook and YouTube. Hey, if you want to come see us live, there's a few places we're going to be. Tomorrow evening, we're going to be in Ponca City, Oklahoma. If you're anywhere near there, you can come out and see us there. It's always a lovely time with Vicky and all the folks there. And we hope that you can make an effort to come and see us. We'd love to meet you. We absolutely love when we can put a name from Facebook or YouTube to a face when we meet. And it's always a lovely time of fellowship. So Ponca City, Oklahoma, if you need any more information than that, you can find them on Facebook or you can message us and we can tell you what you need to know. Another place that we're going to be is on the 19th, we're going to be in Hoffman, Oklahoma at the Hoffman Baptist Church, and we're going to be helping them with a fundraiser to put on a new roof. The very next day, we're going to be in Seneca, Missouri at Pam's place, and you know they got bluegrass there, and she does a great job of holding that venue. We love when there are those that keep live music alive, and that's a wonderful thing. So thank you. And we have more dates coming up all the time, and we'll let you know that. And hopefully, if we're in your area, even close, come out and see us. We'd love to meet you. So thank you so much for joining me today. I pray that you have a wonderful day. Let the Word of God dwell in you richly. Okay? All right. Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow morning.